Hello and welcome to Royal Mystic Collective Wisdom. Today we are going to talk about meditation. As you all may or may not know, I went to a retreat a couple of weeks back, and it took a couple of weeks for me to really let it settle in, all the things I learned, because it was a lot. Even though you would think in 2 days you wouldn't be able to really process a lot, it was a lot, and it was great. It all kind of unfolded. It was like getting, you know, Christmas candy or Halloween candy, and not being so overwhelmed by all the goodness that you got, you have to stop and sort through it later, right? So this is how that went. I went to the Dr. Joe Dispenza retreat in Denver, and it was amazing. I wanted to immerse myself, and that's exactly what I did. I got some different visions than I normally do, and it was funny that I say visions, because the whole concentration of it was to not intentionally visualize. So when I believe I got into the quantum field, the visuals that I got and what I saw. And that was just the first day. And I was able to really silence my judgment and not allow my mind, my thinking mind, to take me out of it. And it was amazing. And the funniest thing was, I didn't really realize what I was looking at until after several days, after I got home, right? So I got an idea of what I thought I was looking at. It was the blue, kind of a net. It looked like a big net. And it was like if you were looking out at an undulating sea. It was moving and changing shapes, but it still looked like a net. There was no real light. And I mean, it was lit up as if it was a blue net, but there was no other light in the horizon or anything, until the second time I dropped into that energy. Then I saw little pin lights everywhere that the net crossed. So that didn't take too much for me to be convinced that I needed to meditate every day. And that was one of the things he asked us to do, was to make sure that, you know, we tried our very best to do it on a daily basis. And I have been, and I can tell you, I have a lot more activity going on in my creative mind and endeavors, and I just want to really kind of go through some of that. This is going to be the subject of, as you can tell, meditation is going to be the subject of our next little soiree into the episodes for the third session or third season. We are very much in a place of overstressed and over, basically in the energy of constant barraged energy of feeling like you're always in an emergency, in high gear, or high beta. That's what I learned at the event. So you want to let your brainwave slow down long enough for you to really have meditation, and that's part of the work. And the thing I hear from everybody that is feeling like that meditation isn't for them is that they don't feel like they can connect. Well, you can't until you do it enough times. It's about allowing yourself to sit down enough times where you can connect. I can tell you there's so many different kinds of meditation. That's part of what we're going to go over today. I'm going to briefly kind of outline that. And we'll talk about the reasons. See, they all have a purpose, and some are better than others for some people. Just like I said earlier, when we did that meditation, I had the specific instruction not to try to visualize, which was weird because I can sit down and visualize really quickly and easily. And so it was a little strange for me to be in the nowhere, no thing, no one, right? But that's where the quantum field is. It's in the place of creation before everything starts happening. So knowing this, let's briefly talk about the meditation, you know, kinds of meditation. And then each one of them also has different methods in that. So in a mindfulness meditation, it's usually a spiritual energy which allows you to sit down and just observe and allow yourself to just watch the thoughts. And a lot of times you'll hear people talk about letting go of negative thoughts or sealing them in a bubble and watching them float away. It is paying attention to what you're thinking. So that's part of first getting in touch with allowing yourself to really be okay with whatever the thought is and not judge yourself because of the thought, right? And it's more of a self-guided practice, and it's done easily through your own observation. Now, anytime you're going to sit down and meditate, sorry about that, you're going to want to be in a place that will allow you to meditate. You don't want the cat climbing on you or the dog throwing his ball in your lap or sudden barking, right? So you want to pick a time, and usually in the wee hours of the morning when you first wake up or when you're about to go to sleep, when everybody's nice and quiet. You don't want to be in a place where you know there's going to be an interruption, and you don't want background noise going on, because that's also your subconscious mind start to pick up on that, and it's harder to drop into the energy. So, and there are sitting meditations, there are lying meditations, there are walking meditations, there's everything you can think of meditations. But I'm going to talk about the kind of meditation, no matter sitting, lying, whatever, right? So mindfulness here is the first one I'm talking about. And that's just where you allow yourself to observe what you're thinking when you're still and quiet, and letting go of things that you don't want in there anymore. And learning to let go. That's a hard thing. It's a hard thing to stop your mind from rallying and trying to take over, because that's part of your ego and your control and your need to be in control of situations. The next one is spiritual meditation. This can consist of prayers. It can consist of mantras. It can be any religion has a spiritual right off the bat, just starts with that energy of their belief, right? And allowing yourself to focus in deeper understanding of, some people meditate on a deity, some people meditate on the actual prayers, some people meditate on a icon, right? Symbol, like Jesus on the cross, or the energy of some of the Hindu gods, these things, Buddha, right? All of these would be considered spiritual. Then we have a focused meditation, and that's where you have something extra going on. You could be listening to a gong or the beautiful Tibetan bowls or bells. You could be counting mala beads. You could be doing candle gazing. You could be being in breath awareness, counting your breaths or paying attention to your breath. There's all kinds of breath stuff, so I'm not even going to dive off into that yet. I know some people already are going, yeah, and then there's the breath of fire. And so just hang on. We're not going there yet. We're in a rough outline. Yes, there's a ton of them. And some people like to gaze at the stars and the moon and that kind of thing. So it's more of a, you find something to focus on. And it's a harder meditation for somebody if they're very new at it, because it's hard in the first place to stay focused, and that your mind's going to want to run off with you a lot. That's the hardest practice for a beginner, is to silence that mind and allow yourself to just go into the energy. Then we have movement meditation. Now, you know, you hear people talk about how much they love to garden because it helps them, and that's their therapy. Well, it's also considered a a meditation. I think just because you're touching the earth, it also helps. So there's walking meditation, gardening, qigong, tai chi, And I would consider yoga a practice of meditation and movement. It's a very, very much a place of allowing you to identify with your body. Okay, so the movement is all about the motion of the body or the connecting to the beautiful inner energy of your own physical form. Then we have mantra meditation, which is very much connected to Sanskrit. A lot of people use Sanskrit. The most common sound made in that meditation is Om, which is the I am or the primordial energy of the sound of the earth. It can be done silently because Sanskrit was an unspoken language and it was done within you, or it can be done audibly. And it is one of those things that it does help. I first started with mantra meditation because it you remember when you were a kid, it is this thing where you repeat something enough, it stops meaning what it originally meant. It just, the sound kind of takes over and you lose the definition or the words attachment. You're just totally in the sound. So that's always a wonderful energy, and to allow yourself to go into that energy, especially if you don't like just the silence, right? If you need something to occupy you, when you get into that audible mantra energy, it will allow you to focus on the sound and repeating the sound, and you stop thinking about other stuff. Then we have transcendental meditation, and you'll see it sometimes called TM. It's been the subject of all kinds of different things, right? Allowing yourself to completely get into a state of it's like being in a trance and allowing yourself just to kind of fall into the depth of it. It is one of those more complicated energies of meditation. It's usually guided, and usually has sound in the background, but I like using it because I'm pretty fast at dropping into a state of allowing myself to get into the visuals and allow myself to kind of fall into that deeper energy, only because I use it all the time. I think that's the real reason why. I can access it. So then we have progressive relaxation, is allowing yourself to do a body scan of, you know, starting at your feet or starting at your head and moving yourself through the different muscle groups of the body. Some people actually flex the muscle. Some people actually just focus on chakra energy and light. There's no right or wrong way, and we're going to talk about all the different variations of it. And then we have a loving kindness meditation, which means putting yourself in the energy of your heart and allow yourself to be in the energy of acceptance and compassion and just literally sending out the radiating energy of love and wanting all people to be loved and healed and sending that energy out. It helps you deal with feelings of lack of control. It also helps kind of dampen the energy of holding on to resentment and anger. So very solid energy for that. And then we have the visualization meditation. And that's where you start to allow yourself. The first time I can remember exactly the moment when I was able to think of something and then see it. It took a lot of effort. What I wanted to see was a red ball or a red apple, I think. It was a red apple. And it never occurred to me to actually concentrate on something. And this was when I very first started. Now, I think I was like 25, something like that. And I didn't know what I was doing, but I was reading a book about it. And it took probably 3 or 4 tries before I could see the red ball and literally had it pop into the red, maybe a red apple. I can't remember which now. I was trying to visualize it in my hand, holding it up in my hand. And it takes a good little bit to try to shut your thinking brain down so that you can really see it. And it does distract you from the other stuff. And funny thing is, when you finally visualize it, you'll go, oh, there it is, and pop yourself right back out of the meditation because you now have started your conversation back up, right? You've gone out of the inner energy and back into the body, which is where you kind of slip off the edge, right? And lose your mojo on that. But it is a wonderful energy, and once you can do one thing, it becomes easier and easier. So just start with one thing and allow yourself to do it. So I can honestly say to you that I am stronger in my visualizations and I'm stronger in my readings because I've been doing these meditations in the morning, and recommended by Dr. Joe was doing it in the morning when you first wake up. So I actually made the commitment to wake up several hours earlier than I normally do in order to give myself time to really do the work and do the meditations. Because if it takes you a little bit some days I've had to restart 3 and 4 times. The fourth time I finally got in. But other days it's easy as pie. And there's no real difference between the days. There's just garbage that's kind of eked in from somewhere. I also notice what I watch on television affects what I meditate on the next day. So just pay attention. The wonderful thing is there's no real rule. There's no real rule, only method. And whatever method suits your fancy is perfectly fine. And that's the best part, is you get to customize it for you. Now, I will tell you, there are tons of meditations on YouTube, and they are of various forms. I chose to keep listening to the Dr. Joe's one because that's where I'm working right now, but I have, you know, lots of access to other ones as well. And I don't pretend to have that kind of knowledge where I can tell you what's right for you. I can just tell you what's out there and how to do it. And that's my plan for the next few podcasts, however many it takes me. to really discuss and maybe even do some running examples as we allow ourselves to continue our journey in the beautiful sacred collective wisdom of the universe. I think meditation is a perfect path for us to journey down together. And I hope you all enjoyed this little soiree into the collective energy of how we can work in the energy. Now, just know that there's no real time limit, but if you will sit for at least 20 minutes, 20 to 30 minutes has been my good time for myself. You can do it in 15 if you're in a pinch, but try not to rush yourself into or out of a meditation because that creates blocks as you do it. So you want to allow yourself the time it takes, and you just have to commit to yourself, I will do whatever it takes for as long as it takes, and not try to control this, because meditation is the furthest thing from control. So you have to be able to be in grace with it and allow yourself to get comfortable with it. Don't judge yourself. Don't be harsh with yourself. If you can't get into the meditation, if something keeps rattling around, stop and start again later. Don't be too hard on yourself. Just allow yourself to be comfortable and try every day. And some days the dragon wins, but we continue to fight the next day to drop back in. So I will send you away with lots of love, lots of light, lots of peace and happiness, plenty of joy and abundance, and divine healing to you all. I will see you next week, same time, same channel. Love you guys. Thank you for being here. And as always, namaste.